Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, but not Jill Serkin because she's done a runner. She'll be back in a minute, hopefully. I think she's gone to make the coffee. But I'm going to tell you about some of the things that we've got going on, and we've got loads of tweets to read. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they say it's the last official day in the office today, though we'll be answering emails as they come in. The joy of working from home. Wishing everybody a restful, happy and safe Christmas. Difficult to keep positive with everything going on, but important to take time to appreciate what's good. And they sent us a rather nice gift of their doggy in a car in the snow with a Santa hat on. So thank you, Keith, Kate and all the folks at Athelbray. Have a Merry Christmas. Let's see what else we've got. DG East, the car sales team over there at Cranbrook. Hope you and Jill Serkin have a Mirthfield show today, and sending our best wishes. So thank you for that. That's Terry at DG East. Thank you so
Hello,
much.
Hello, Terry. I'm just thinking about our alarm, Terry, as well. What's his something?
Terry Roffey.
Yeah. What's their something beginning with B, isn't it? Their alarm.
Brook
name.
Alarm.
That's it. Thank you. I use their alarm.
Do you?
Except you know what happens?
So do I.
Yeah. We put it on at night and then we forget it's on, and then we've got quite an old dog.
Yeah.
And of course she wakes up and wants to go out, and I go blundering out about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And stagger out and set the alarm off. Mm. So our neighbours must be really fed up, actually. Mm. But we always forget.
Amanda said to me the other day, have you seen the dog bowl? I said, I didn't even know she played cricket.
No, I know, it's amazing. I think I sent you that joke.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Actually, but yeah. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
And you know that she's noticed that you had a lint door.
Has she?
Yeah, she spotted it.
Oh,
sorry
blimey.
About that. But only one.
She made me.
Yeah.
She held me down and made me eat it, Amanda.
Yeah, no.
Honestly.
Yeah. I was going to give you your present now because I won't be seeing you. There's a lovely card for you and Amanda to open
you.
When you're home. You
Thank
don't
you.
Have to open that now. But there is a little present. And because you're on one of your diets, it's the first time ever I've bought you something that is not...
Food?
Yeah, not food.
Blimey.
Might be a little bit tucked in, but there's not really anything edible. It's quite heavy.
Have I got to open it?
Going to catch it?
No, don't fright... Oh, well, blimey. She threw that at me and it's heavy. I'm opening it now.
Yeah, open it now. It's nothing, nothing rude.
That makes a change.
Yeah, it's for the man that has everything. I mean, at your age, that's the trouble. You've got everything. You've got socks and things.
Oh, look... Licorice, yeah. I had to double check that.
Not really edible, kind of. It's medicinal, isn't it?
Medicinal licorice.
Yeah. Now, these are very practical.
Right.
They're practical.
Okay.
He's rattling it. He's quite excited, Liz. I should have videoed him, actually.
They're shoe thingies, aren't they?
Yeah.
Shoe stretchers.
You know why? Because
my shoes are too tight?
Well, I know that you have... No, they're not... They're shoe protectors.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not stretchers.
All right.
Because I know that you are not going out much at the moment, not getting suited and booted.
Yeah.
And I thought your little shoes in the bottom of your wardrobe be getting all crumpled. You know how the toes get all saggy, don't they?
They do. Do you know, I've got a massive collection of shoes as well.
Have you got room? Have you got any of those innards?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
They're very good ones.
And unbelievably, and this is hard to imagine, but it is true, I've got more shoes than Amanda. Only just.
Imelda Marcos.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
She can't open hers because I gave it to her last week and she's drunk it already.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had it. It was beautiful. What did I have it with? Was it a lamb chop?
Yeah, something like that.
It was very nice. I shouldn't really have opened it, but, you know, it was one of those evenings.
Yeah. Do you want to... Oh. Something went wrong there for a minute.
Yeah, it's because you're excited.
Yeah, I get all excited. My mic went off.
Do you want me to read out something?
I want you to read some tweets, yeah.
While you look at your shoe protectors.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very nice wooden ones.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely.
And I think every man should have one or two.
Mm.
So if you live in a Tier 4 area, you must follow the rules below from Sunday the 20th of December. And this means you cannot meet other people indoors, including... I hate reading this. I feel like humbug.
Mm-hmm.
You never thought that you'd be reading this. I think this is the thing. This means you cannot meet other people indoors, including over the Christmas period, unless you live with them, Can I move in with you and Amanda?
No.
Unless you live with them or they are part of your existing support bubble, because you do all the washing up then.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors, you can only meet one person from another household. These rules will not be relaxed for Christmas. You must not leave or be outside of your home except for where you have a specific purpose or a reasonable excuse, which can be you can leave home for work purposes where your place of work is open. You can leave home to buy things at shops which are permitted to open in your area. Please try and stay local. And you can leave home for education, formal provision rather than extracurricular classes or training. You can leave home for registered childcare and supervised activities for children. You can leave home to visit people in your support bubble or to provide informal childcare for children aged 13 and under as part of a childcare bubble, to provide care for vulnerable adults and people, emergency assistance, attend a support group of up to 15 people. That's interesting. Mm. Can we start a support group, maybe?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, yeah, with wine, you know, it could be a wine appreciation support group or a book club support group. For respite care, where that care is being provided to a vulnerable person or a person with a disability, or as a short break in respect of a looked after child. Lots of new rules, a lot to get your head around there. My advice is try and meet people outside, one person as we're allowed. If you can, wrap up warm, wear a hat. That's what they've been doing where I live on the seafront. There were previously before this. Groups of four or five on deck chairs wrapped up with little duvets around them and that, all chatting.
Cool. So. I was trying to look up a Twitter handle because I want to do a tweet about,
I saw you wriggling about
my present. So if you want to read one more thing and then I'll
What were you trying to look up about your present?
I'm trying to look up Oliver's
Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Who's it from?
Oliver Tuffney. Let me tell you before I send it to you. I was going to send a tweet
I'm intrigued now.
Oliver Tuffney, who was a guest on the show a couple of shows back from Rated Driving Instructor.
That's right.
Has sent me a present.
That's really nice.
And it's a cheese making kit.
He knew that you love cheese.
Well, I've been arguing on Twitter with that absolute pain in the Mr. Martin White about cheese.
I saw, I ducked out.
Yeah, yeah. So, Oliver, you started it.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I said to Gav, oh dear.
Oliver's now sent me a cheese making kit. So, I'm going to make some Business Bunker cheddar so that Martin White doesn't have to eat that plastic German muck that he eats.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him my own cheese. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. What are you going to make? I mean, I wonder.
I'm not going to open it yet.
I wish I had brought mince pies in there.
I'm going to make bunker cheddar, aren't I?
Okay, so have you read what's in it and how to...
Yeah, yeah. Well, read it.
Have you opened it?
No. It says it on
around
the box.
Around the world in 20 cheeses.
It says it on the box.
Ah, thank you. Excited to make your first cheese. All you need is this kit. 4 litres of milk, 1 hour and a kitchen. Well, that sounds amazing. I would quite like this. This is a good, very good present.
I'm really looking forward to doing it, yeah.
Amanda Flanders, horse trainer and whisperer extraordinaire, has said, did someone say chocolate? Dum, dum, dum. You're in for trouble tonight.
I didn't really eat it, Amanda.
It just slipped down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A treat. So DG East, have you said about them? They are an independent contractor.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Hello to you and a happy Christmas. We can be saying this now. And also Keith Grimley said he meant Eurotunnel, that we should have this guest on. I don't know if you've seen that. So it's Chris Johnson, who was head of property for Eurotunnel. So we should have him on.
Right.
Definitely. I'm going to read a little email that's been sent to me. It's the new grant scheme, which is launched for SMEs in construction. So it's really, really important. Robert Edge and Patrick Maynard are pleased to announce the launch of the I-Construct project, which is helping SMEs in the construction and built environment sectors in Essex, Kent and East Sussex to embrace innovation and access new business opportunities. It offers three types of support: grant funding, mentoring and access to a supply chain development network. The grant funding is worth between £1,000 and £20,000. It's available to part fund the development or launch of a new product or service, which also offers wider innovation benefits to the sector, such as improving productivity and sustainability. SMEs can also benefit from up to 9 hours of free one-to-one business support, which is worth up to £1,200, through the iConstruct mentoring scheme. All eligible participants will have free access to the iConstruct network, which is worth up to £800. You can find out more, get your pen ready, go to www.i-construct.org.uk, and details are also on the Kent Business Radio website too. It's a brilliant one.
Fantastic, thank you for that. I'm trying to catch up, we've had so many tweets, which is lovely, but I'm trying to catch up with them all and make sure that I've got them here.
You know,
so
I thought everybody would be out, you know, sipping sherry under the tree, but
well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're all kicked back sipping sherry.
Many are still working, of
waiting
course,
for the mince pies to warm through while listening to the end of this show here.
Yeah, many are still working. Rising HR firm takes two awards. The Kent-based Forest HR Limited has been named Best Emerging HR Consultancy Firm of this year, with founder Sophie Forrest, who's been awarded the Female Entrepreneur of the Year in the SME News Southern Enterprise Awards. Well done, Sophie. She founded Forest HR in 2018 to provide flexible HR support to SMEs, drawing on her 20 years of experience in HR.
Fantastic. As you said, DG East have put me right. They've relocated from Cranbrook and are now in Tenterton. Sorry about that, folks.
See, Cranbrook always reminds me now of sort of that nice cheese that you can get Wensleydale with the cranberries in
with cranberry.
That's really nice. So Cranbrook does remind me of that.
Does it?
I'm in a Christmas mood, I think.
Amanda said to me, can you get me some Wensleydale with cranberries in it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you ate it?
No.
On the way home?
No, I didn't, because the only bit they had left was about 200 weight. Yeah.
And you would have eaten it?
No, I bought it.
Oh.
I did buy it, but I needed a truck to get it home. And I got it home and she went, I'm not eating all that. I only wanted a little bit. And I went, that was all they would sell me, is that?
Yeah, well, it sounds
so
good.
So we got a lot of that if you want to share some.
Yeah, I do love it. I actually like a good strong blue or a little bit of brie or something.
Right.
But I'm into cheesemakers of Canterbury. They make some lovely cheeses. Jane Boyer, and she's based in Dargate. And also you can find her in many farmers' shops.
Fantastic. Tracy Ann Barker, could we have a shout-out, please, for Nina Webb? A great mention, and thanks for all of the frontline care and nursing staff working so hard in Kent and the South East. I'm going to read through quite a few of these. Place changer, lovely Graham Galpin. Season's greetings to you and Jules, and of course all of your listeners. See you all at the Kent and Medway Business Summit on January the 15th. Absolutely, Graham. Thank you for that. What else have we got here? Little Stour Orchard. Jules, who has imported lettuce at Christmas?
I know, exactly.
I know. What can you do with her?
I know. No, but mine isn't imported. It's from Riverford in Devon.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of the biggest lettuce producers, I think, isn't it? Planet Earth.
Planet Thanet. Yeah. I always call it Planet Thanet.
No, it's Thanet Earth. Yeah.
Okay.
Earth.
They do a lot of tomatoes and things under, how do you describe it? Under hieroglyphics.
Glass, yeah.
With the lights on and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure they have a lettuce. I'm going to grow my own anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for Christmas Day.
Terry Botfield, thank you to everyone who supported the Marsh Network and attended meetings during 2020. Despite the challenges, the numbers attending meetings have grown. Our first 2021 meeting is at 10:30 a.m. on the 13th of January. Colin Bat Removals, have a great Exmo show. Thanks for being there throughout this crazy year. Season's greetings and best wishes to all the team and listeners at the Business Bunker, Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin and the Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for that, Colin Bat Removals. Grapvine, could we have a Christmas shout out, please, Vanilla Web? That would be fabulous. Thanks for your support. Merry Christmas. And let's all have a cracking 2021. That's Grapvine Limited, GRAPVYN, on the Twitter. Give them a follow. What else have we got?
We got Macnades.
Read that.
As I drove through in your new route to get me here without getting hooked up with the lorries, I came through Ashford Town Centre, Paul Andrews. I've never really been through Ashford Town Centre. It's a strange layout for a foreigner like me from Whitstable.
It is,
because
yeah.
you come through and suddenly there's no road or no road markings. So there's sort of... it's pedestrianised almost, but you're driving on it. So I was merrily driving
along.
It's
a shared space.
Is it? Yeah. What, with pedestrians?
Yeah.
That's dangerous, surely. I mean, can you have a shared space?
Don't even go there.
So I'm trundling along in my car, not really knowing where I am, looking, and then I saw matinees, and that was good. And then suddenly the road, you know, just sort of petered into another bit of pedestrian access. It looked like I was just driving, you know.
It was one of the very first shared spaces.
Very odd. Mm. I found it very odd. No road markings.
Yeah.
Very odd. Anyway, I went past the new matinees, which I haven't seen. I only go to the lovely Faversham one. Mm. And they've got fresh, locally grown Christmas trees available to buy at the Elwick Place stores and the Faversham ones. 5% of the proceeds, they say, go from all the tree sales, go to the fabulous Pilgrims Hospice. Pick up your tree while doing your essential grocery shop and help make a difference.
Fantastic. I have Vicky, Pink Spaghetti Service. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Enjoying the last Business Bunker show before Christmas. It's been a while since I listened live, so thank you for joining us, Vicky. What else have we got? You read the Umbrella Cafe.
Yeah, the Biz Diaries have said hello, happy Christmas, and you can listen to their diaries, business diaries, storytelling that uncovers the stories about the personal journeys of business owners, sometimes funny, sad, or intriguing. And you can go to the Business Diaries. podbean.com.
Fantastic. Brian the Grantsman, Brian Invicta is his Twitter handle. That's Brian spelt B-R-Y-A-N. Villanueva, thanks for the retweet, Paul. Could I have a shout out on the Business Bunker show today? Many thanks and happy Christmas to you and the family and the whole team at the Bunker. Of course you can, Brian. Do give Brian a follow. Brian helps you sort out grants and other helpful things, especially for businesses getting involved in eco-friendly ways. Gav at Pause Radio, this year has been tough, but we've had some amazing things happen, and I really wanted to give a special shout out to quite a few people, and he's named quite a few people that have helped him. So do give him a follow on Twitter, Gav_Pause, spelt P-A-U-Z-E. And Gav runs a reggae radio station, a vinyl record shop, and many, many other things. He's also a poet who wrote an incredibly lovely book of poems.
Applications are open for Kent and Medway small businesses to kickstart young people's employment. And the FSB has confirmed it's teamed up with Adecco Working Ventures to help small firms access government's kickstart scheme. They urge small employers to apply now to create kickstart roles from November, so just the month gone, and tackle looming rise in young people's unemployment. So it's available to tackle the increasing numbers of young people who are aged 16 to 24 who may be struggling to find work, and they might be on universal credit. So the FSB, the Federation of Small Businesses, has announced today, this is when the press release was sent, a new partnership with Adecco Working Ventures. Together they will form a new national gateway and intermediary partner with the UK government's new Kickstart scheme, which covers England, Scotland and Wales. You can find out more by going to FSB, that's freddysugarbertie.org.uk/kickstart.
Fantastic. So we've got loads of cheese related tweets coming in now.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of Wallace and Gromit. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I've got very hungry though.
Yeah. What should we do? Do you know what? Do you know, bizarrely, we're running out of time.
I know.
And we've still got a lot of things
to
do.
I know. This is terrible. We must meet up on a bench one day.
Yeah.
I'm allowed one person.
Yeah.
Put it all in. And we have another tune, don't we?
Yeah. Should we go for it? It doesn't look very long now.
Good, because I only need to eat one Lint d'Or.
Okay, well, I'm going to play this tune, but it says it's not very long. Oh. And I don't know why that is. So maybe it's only the intro.
I was listening to the whole thing pre-show on the Superior
I didn't have time. Well, let's see what it does.
I'll eat my Lint d'Or.
Christmas, there is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Ah, Mariah Carey there.
It's a classic, that song, and it always makes me very happy. And I remember a couple of Christmases ago, probably 10 years ago, I had a load of ladies round with various children, and just, you know, mums you meet at the school gate sort of thing, when the children are young. We shoved all the kids in with some nosh in the sort of TV room, and we all sat in the grown-up room, and we were singing to that. It was really nice. I remember it, because now can't really do that. Can't really have my mates round.
Never mind. We've got a lot of stuff to get through and not much time to get through it.
I know.
I want to say a big Business Bunker thank you to our sponsored partners, Spinnerjet, the facilities management company. They provide commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing and much, much more. If you want to find out more about them, you can drop them an email at info@spinnerjet.co.uk. Or follow them on the Twitter at Spinnerjet. That's a facilities management company covering Kent and the southeast of England. What you got?
Well, they've done my front drive beautifully, and all sorts of little bits and bobs for me, and also a few of the rentals I look after. They've cleaned the Construction Southeast Awards 2021. How would you like to have an award-winning award next to the name of your business? We'd like to recognize the achievements, developments and innovations around the southeast. Application is quick and easy, and you can enter for free by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, put a little /category/business-events.
Fantastic. Look, we've got so much stuff to cover, and there's lots of things to tell you about.
I do wish I'd bought some more Lindt d'Or, those Lindt d'Or chocolates. I think one is not enough.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Happening, the Kent and Medway Business Summit will return for its fourth year on the 15th of January with a clear focus on business resilience, renewal and strategy for a return to growth. Hosted annually at the University of Kent by the Kent Business School and its partners, the Federation of Small Business, the Institute of Directors and located in Kent, the Kent and Medway Business Summit brings together some 400 businesses and policymakers to debate key themes. Expert keynote speakers will cover topics on the economy and latest developments in Brexit. The workshops will deliver insights into the areas including productivity, infrastructure, placemaking and skills, and offer the opportunity for businesses to have their say on developing strategy. In 2021, the summit will be hosted virtually using the exciting platform Remo, which offers unparalleled opportunities for networking and collaboration. If you want to find out more about it or to book your place on the 15th of January Business Summit, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Kent Summit, you will find the booking links there.
Very, very organized. If you weren't in the Christmas spirit before, listener, you most certainly will be now with Realia's Christmas party packs. What do they include, I hear you cry? They have Christmas cutout templates, and it's time to take an elfie. It's never been easier to give your photos that real festive feel than with their Christmas cutout templates. Whether you're a Santa or perhaps more of an elf type of person, we have a range of templates for you to choose from and use for your photos this year. You can also do a Christmas cocktail, or for Paul Andrews, a lovely mocktail recipe. I've actually ordered, I've got being delivered today, 10 grapefruits, Paul Andrews.
10 grapefruits?
Yeah, for my famous grapefruit daiquiris.
Oh, blimey. I wonder what you all thought you were going to have breakfast for a minute.
I was going to be healthy.
Yeah.
White rum and a squeeze of lovely grapefruit. If you can't treat yourself in December, when can you, they say? Mistletoe to the holiday season with one of Realia's Christmas cocktails or mocktails, whatever takes your fancy. We may not be able to party in person, but why not download our recipes to share with your friends and family? Make your own at home and have a 2020s version of a festive gathering, a good old Zoom call. And you can go to realiamarketing.co.uk/kicking off the festive season in style with Realia. Nice one.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Are we going to the FSB?
We're going to the FSB News Roundup.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Here's a personal message from your local area team. 2020 has been an extraordinary year for everyone involved in business. It's been an anxious, unpredictable and often scary time for many FSB members in the southeast. But through it all, your determination, ingenuity and entrepreneurship has been inspiring to see. It's been our privilege to support you through these challenging months. We hope our virtual events have also helped, whether that be networking or our support webinars, and we look forward to resuming a full program in 2021. Locally, we've been working with stakeholders to ensure the voice of small businesses is heard. Staff and volunteers continue to represent you on local council boards, and we've had numerous meetings with members of parliament. This year, we have begun to use Facebook as well as Twitter to share our policy and events news. None of us knows exactly how 2021 will look, but there's one thing you can be certain of. The FSB will be here to support you every step of the way. On behalf of the local FSB team of staff and volunteers, we hope you and your family enjoyed a Christmas break. Here's wishing for more positive news in 2021. And that's from Dave Millam, who's the Southeast Regional Chair, Deborah Turner, who's the area leader, Tracy Westall, who's the area leader, Alison Palmer, who's the Development Manager, and Sarah Lilly, who's the Operational Support Coordinator. You can follow them locally on FSB Southeast. This is on Twitter, FSB Kent, or on their Facebook page, which is fsb.kent. So do give them all a follow on Twitter and Facebook. We're back. We've got the Schools 3030 programme and it's back virtually. Businesses can join us to inspire the next generation. We have two events lined up for January. Longfield Academy on the 20th at 11:10 a.m. and Lee Academy on the 22nd at 11:30. You can find out all the details about this and book your place on either or both of those events. Plus, you can also see other events as they come up during the year. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30, you can find out all about it. There's a business boot camp, Reboot 2021, taking place on Monday the 25th of January, 9:30 until 1 p.m. This event is designed to benefit entrepreneurs, the self-employed and small businesses across the UK. I will give you the booking link for all of these things I'm about to read at the end of reading these out. There's the FSB Maidstone Virtual Networking taking place on Wednesday the 27th of January, 4 to 5 p.m. Join Peter Searle for relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everybody is welcome. There's the Women in Business FSB Kent Business Brunch on Thursday the 28th of January, 9:30 till 10:30. That's breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB Folkestone area host Wendy Flanagan of the Holistic Home. Promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. There's also a Women in Business brunch on Tuesday the 9th of February, 11 till 12. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB North Kent area host Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. You can promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms there too. So that's the next upcoming events from the FSB in Kent and Medway. If you want to find out about them, any other events that come, or book any place on any of the things I've just read out, then the place to do it is by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. Let me give you that again, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, and there you will find all the events, all the details, all the news from the Federation of Small Business, and you will also find the booking links that you need to book your place on any of those events.
Cool. Beautifully read. Paul Andrews. Tracy and David of the Community Cupboard, who were on the show last week, I believe, they have an inclusive local food bank in Sevenoaks. You can find them on the Twitter at the Community CU1, and they have a request. You can text hampers to 70085, and £3 goes straight to an Xmas hamper fund to build a special Christmas parcel. So that is hampers 785 to £3 will go straight there. And you can follow them on the Twitter at the Community CU1. Brilliant idea that. And Cityway Osteopaths, hello to you. They say seven sites will receive a share of over £5.5 million to research how nature can be used to improve mental health and well-being. That's something that we all need there. You can follow them on Cityway Ost, O-S-T, and they're based in Rochester.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We have a Business Bunker blog about all the new grants and furlough schemes with a link to every area in Kent and Medway. So it's got a link to all the websites for your borough area in Kent, and they tell you about all the new grants available and business help and support that's available. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/rs-grants, that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/rs-grants. Just to let you know as well that the Chancellor of the Exchequer has now extended once again the furlough scheme into April 2021. Do you know what? I don't think they're ever going to end this, are they?
No.
They're just going to keep going.
There's an awful lot of people that are on it that perhaps could work. And there's an awful lot of people just have kept working all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, plumbers and all the retail people. And it's scary times for people in a shop when you think how many people they're meeting.
Absolutely.
If this virus is as virulent as we're being told. So, you know, we want to give a big shout out to the retailers as well and all those struggling to keep their shops and that open.
In fact, all the key workers that have kept everything going. You
exactly.
Know, not just health workers, but supermarket
delivery drivers,
shelf stackers,
postmen,
postal workers, everybody that has kept society and communities going for the last almost a year now during this, and exposing themselves to health risks
exactly.
to do it.
I've got a lovely postie, and he still wears shorts.
I thought you were going to talk about coconuts for a minute there.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah.
Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. So why not enter the Maidstone Awards, the Business Awards of Kent? You can go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk, and they've got the Maidstone Awards 2020 and the Ashford Awards 2020.
Fantastic. Charities are invited to apply. Charities have had a tough time. Fundraising is not easy. Anyway, charities have been invited to apply for free marketing support. This year has been exceptionally tough, so marketeers at Story 22 want to offer two charities the chance to participate in a Mastering Your Marketing program worth £15,000. Sonia Whittam, managing director of Kent-based full-service marketing agency Story 22, said Story 22 has been closely watching the devastating effect the pandemic has had on charities across the country. We've been so moved and worried about the long-term consequences on the charitable sector that we knew we wanted to do our bit to help. When we set up Story 22, our vision was always to use our skills to help causes we felt passionate about. We're now lucky enough to be able to do this and have decided to support two charities by offering a 12-month Mastering Your Marketing program. We will work closely with the winning charities to develop an effective marketing and communication strategy, identify, engage and grow their online audiences, and build a new and engaging website to position them for future success. The program can be tailored to each charity's individual needs so that they can maximize the opportunities on offer. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to their website, which is www.story22.co.uk. That's story22.co.uk.
And can you help us make Christmas special for local families who may have little or nothing under their tree this Christmas morning? The Romney Resource Centre, which is near the Romney Marsh and Hythe area, is teaming up with local organisations and individuals in Hythe and Romney Marsh to help local children this Christmas. You can donate a toy. You can bring a new and unwrapped donation of toys to one of their donation points. You can send a gift direct if you're unable to donate physically. Or you can buy a gift online and send it to, and I'll give you their address. It's Romney Resource Centre, Unit 4, Mountfield Road, and the postcode is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 28, 8, L for Larry, and H for Harry. And you can also drop it off at the Age UK in Stade Street, which is probably not open anymore, actually. But so there is a little website you can go to, which is justgiving.com/hythe, H-Y-T-H-E-S-A, Christmas Appeal. And write, please write Toy Appeal in the comments.
Fantastic. Have you got one more you can read out?
No, but there's some tweets, I believe. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just I was looking for tweets as well. So I'll tell you what, I'll read one out while you look for tweets.
Okay, you read one out. I've read all mine, diligent, you see.
Protect yourself from scams. Stay vigilant about scams, which may mimic government messages as a way of appearing authentic. Search scams on gov.uk for information on how to recognise genuine HMRC contact. You can also forward suspicious emails claiming to be from HMRC to phishing at hmrc.gov.uk, and that's phishing spelt with a PH, and you can send text to 60599. Access the National Cyber Security Centre's new guide on how to stay secure online and protect yourself or your business against cybercrime by searching Cyber Aware on gov.uk. I tell you what's annoying me at the moment.
What, something else?
Yeah.
Out of the many?
Yeah. I bought a pair of jeans about a year ago from a company called Perfect Jeans.
And they weren't?
Well, they're not perfect, they're rubbish for a start. But outside of that, they wanted my mobile number when I ordered the jeans, and they bombard me every day with text messages. Unlike
trying to sell you more jeans.
Yeah, yeah, but unlike emails where you can unsubscribe, there's no way to unsubscribe.
No, there's not. Can you not mute?
Well, you can block them. But I'll tell you what they do. I've now blocked 12 numbers that they've used.
Really?
They just use new numbers.
Different ones.
I've just reported them now to the ICO.
Good
I've reported
you.
Them because it's just unbelievably bad now.
Yeah, it is.
Perfectjeans.co.uk, rubbish products, awful company, don't use them.
I was looking at someone that said, you know, they were something, it was a Christmas present I bought, it was hair stuff, and it was something England, the name, and it said, designed in Brighton, then small print, made in China. But it was all sort of, you know, promoted as English and blah-de-blah, you know, blah, but still made in China, which gets my goat a bit.
Martin at Charity Buddy said, Merry Christmas to you all my Tweety friends and all of the Business Bunker listeners. Thank you for that, Martin. That's very kind. Tenterton Chamber say, thank you for the lovely shout-out. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Thank you for that. What else you got, Jules?
Right, I'm just replying to Taisy, who says one of her favourite chocolates were the Lindor, and the dark chocolate one is hers. I said, yes, we're not supposed to really...
She likes a bit of ginger as well.
Yeah, she does, she does. Then she's
ginger biscuits, ginger tea.
Well, how come she's on biscuits? Oh, with cheese, yeah. Yeah, I do like a digestive biscuit, or with a very mature cheese. That's a brilliant combination. I also like cheese just with sliced onion.
Mm.
Really nice. And the old days, I'd have a cheese sandwich with sliced onion. You can't beat it. Apple and cheese goes very nicely.
Mm.
Often, if I'm, you know, not having bread, I have a whole apple sliced up with a nice bit of cheddar.
Good. Do you like Stilton? Mature.
I love Stilton. I like it out of the fridge for at least 2-3 hours, depending on how cold your house is, because we don't have our heating on much. Can't afford the heating.
I found a cheese called Stilton.
Yeah. What is that? It's not
S-T-I-C-H-L-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Stilton is the original name of the village of Stilton.
Really? Old Elizabethan?
Because Stilton cheese is what's called a PDO.
Who's that? That's a very old ringtone, isn't it?
Blimey.
Announcement. Don't you put your phone on silent when you're
on silent. I don't know how that happens. My phone's on silent. Anyway, talking to you about Stilton cheese.
Yeah.
Stilton itself is a PDO. It's a product of designated origin.
Yeah, like champagne.
But when they designated Stilton, it was at BSE time. So part of the rules on Stilton is it has to be pasteurised milk. But the original Stilton was raw milk. Anyway, these guys at Stilton make raw milk Stilton.
Wow, have you got one?
I've ordered one.
Ooh.
And it's absolutely beautiful. They can't call it Stilton. Sunagi called it the original name of the village.
So how are you spelling it? S-T-I?
S-T-I.
With one of those funny wiggly things.
No, S-T-I-C-H-L-T-O-N, Stilton or something.
Because I was thinking it'd have a little sort of one of those wiggly Fs that they had. I'd like to try some of that raw milk.
I've got to tell you, Keith Grimley, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's texting me saying, looking for a new pair of size 10s, talking about the present you bought me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you went, was that your phone that went off? So he's just texting me, was that me who made that noise? Yes, it was, Keith.
Yeah, but I haven't heard that trumpet noise for ages.
Yeah.
So what is that? What?
It's a text message.
But if your phone's on silent...
I don't know. Somehow or other, it got off.
He was almost as good as the FSB fanfare.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to read the FSB again. So what was he saying about your size 10s?
I don't know. I'm all confused now.
Well, I am. I've got lots of texts from... I've got the tweets from the Mail Online wanting to use my video and Japan and everywhere. Now, Chips and Dinks is going on with... Yeah, you saw that Wallace and Gromit and the cheese. Beautiful. I think your cheese making... present is a really nice one. I quite want that. I might have to Google that.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it to myself for
I'm really looking forward to doing that, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, New Year's going to be funny, isn't it?
What?
New Year's Eve's going to be funny, isn't it? It's going to be a bottle of champagne, something nice to eat, a bit of a probably asleep by 11 o'clock.
I'll tell you what made me laugh. The BBC... they've lost the plot completely, the BBC. They've really lost the plot. They said... Normally on New Year's Eve, they bring you live the firework display from London.
Yeah, beautiful. Well,
of course, there isn't one this year.
No, might be just a little, you know, sparkler.
So what they're doing is they're going, we've got a programme which is the highlights of 2020.
Right.
Were there any highlights in 2020?
Really. A few babies born, you know, maybe that's kind of, you know... Right. I can't think. It'll be somebody just with a sparkler on their own, you won't it?
Right.
What was their highlight then?
Well, exactly. There weren't any. Do you know what it was?
No.
Their main headline highlight was the Black Lives Matter demonstrations.
Oh.
That's
which has caused more...
Well, I'm not worried about that. It's not exactly entertaining, is it?
No, it's not.
Whatever your views on it are, which I, you know, it's not entertainment.
It seems to have caused an awful lot of...
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean...
Aggro.
Yeah. Anyway, Keith is now texting me, yeah? And what he's doing here was trying to annoy me with Perfect Genes, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's spelled G-E-N-E-S?
No, he just said, are you looking for a new pair of size 10s? Text back for more information, you see. But then it beeped on air, which we heard.
Yeah.
And he just had to clarify that he was being Perfect Jeans and being annoying. Thank you, Keith.
Oh, so he was trying to pretend to be then, was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I just said...
Well, I had something from Next Directory who said, you know, you can go on the VIP sale, Jules, blah-de-blah-de-blah, you know, you know how you have to go on and you're going to be in the VIP first. And I ignored it. And they said, oh, you've ignored this text, Jules, you know, but don't worry, we've put you in line for the VIP, you know, sale. Mm. I don't want to buy anything. I'm, you know, I'm so old. I've got everything. Don't need anything.
Stephen from CBS for Kent.
How do I get the feeling you're not really listening?
Well, I was listening to you.
But you know, when you get to our age, you've got everything, haven't you? What can you possibly want apart from shoe innards? What could you possibly want? You've got socks, you've got shirts, you've got jumpers, you've got all the trappings, haven't you? What could you possibly want?
My Stuart bought me chili pickle for Christmas.
Well, there you are. Was it as hot as the one I got you from China?
I don't know, because I haven't got it, because he can't give it to me, obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's he having Christmas? Up in London?
No, he's at his mum's.
Okay, where's that?
Cranbrook.
Okay. I thought she lived in Switzerland.
No.
Where did I get that idea?
I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sure
she
yodeled in the Swiss Alps.
No, Stu works for a Liechtenstein company.
Oh, maybe that's... Lederhosen.
Anyway, Stephen from CBS for Kent, I hope you're not giving too many chocolates to Mr. Vanilla Web, or he'll be blaming you that he got fat and another diet.
Don't worry, CBS Kent. I've given him licorice, which, as you know, can have...
Sorts you out.
Rolt.
Good and
results.
Proper, it does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're at the end of another show, to be honest.
Where did that go?
Yeah, I know. It
I
went really quickly.
We were going to have time for a good old chin wag.
Yeah.
Put the world to rights.
I want to tell you about a few things that are going to be happening fairly soon. Mm. Yeah. Jules is going to collapse in a heap, in a drunken heap for 2 weeks, so she's not going to be here for
a
the
period
next...
of contemplation, I
She's
call
not
it.
Going to be back until the 19th of January.
I'm doing 2 shows on that day, though, which makes up for 2 weeks.
Whatever. Yeah. So I'm on the show January the 5th.
You have someone that wants to get up.
And January the 12th, I'm going to be partnered again by the lovely Bird.
I'll be under a duvet listening.
Yeah, and Bird's going to be back for a couple of shows before she decamps to Africa.
Rwanda.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm welcome back, Bird. And next week on the 29th, I'm here all on my lonesome.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And what I've decided to do is a little reminiscence show. No, I've got 3 recorded interviews.
Down memory lane.
From my back catalogue down memory lane, 3 of my favourite interviews, yeah? I've got the one that we talk about a lot, Gerald Ratner.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fabulous.
Yeah, so we're going to replay
it's
that.
It's Gerald, isn't it? Not Gerald. Gerald. You're thinking of Gerard Yamavikitis, who we can't say his name. Anyway, Gerald.
Did I say Gerard?
You did.
No, sorry, Gerald.
But we love Gerard as well.
Yeah, no, sorry, Gerald. Yeah. Gerald Ratner, I'm going to play. A fabulous interview I did with John Surtees.
Yeah, that was great.
The former racing driver, which was lovely, an absolutely beautiful interview. And do you know what? Just one of my personal favourites was an interview I did on the Bunker Extra show with the lovely Lisa Settle.
Oh, well, which is everybody's favourite.
Yeah, and I'm going to play those 3 interviews next week, the 29th of December. Then Bird is accompanying me for the first 2 shows of January, and then Jules is back. But I also want to tell you that we've got 4 new shows starting on Channel Radio in January and February next year. And we've got Mindset Matters with Zeenat Noorani, and that's going to be on Friday mornings. The Marketing Show and the Learning and Development Show with Steve Hemsley on Friday afternoons.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. The Right Mind Show with Karen Stanley on Wednesday mornings.
Lovely.
And then Trust, which is the social media show with Zoe Cairns on Wednesday lunchtime.
Oh, that would be really interesting.
Yeah, so all 4 of those new shows are launching in January and February of next year. We'll look out on Twitter for more information about them, and we'll give you all the accounts to follow to find out about them. But basically, I think we're just about there, Jules.
Well, it's been a bit of a year, hasn't it? And tomorrow, as I said, I'm doing my roots and my nails and my toenails and things when I should have been doing other things, but because everything's closed, I'm doing it myself. And then basically, as a woman, I'm in the kitchen for 2 or 3 days.
Quite right, too.
Plucking chickens and things.
And if you fancy turkeys. Doing some ironing, I've got some shirts that need going. No,
well, you don't need to now, do you? Because now we work from home, you don't really need shirts, do
True,
you?
True, yeah.
You know, you just hang them up on a little hanger, that's what I do. Haven't ironed. I haven't ironed for about a year now.
Absolutely. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of the Business Bunker for almost 2020. We've got one more show on the 29th of December.
But that doesn't really count.
But that doesn't really count.
Yeah, just you.
You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We will be back. Thank you to everybody for sponsoring, supporting, advertising, and being there for us during 2020, the most unusual year I can ever remember.
Yeah.
We're hoping you all manage to have a lovely Christmas, and let's hope that 2021 returns some normality to life, business, and the universe, because we sorely need it.
We do.
But I'll be back on the 29th of December with my show special. Jules will be back on the 19th of January. Do stay safe, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much to everyone that listened, supported, tweeted, blogs, and sponsors
sent in
us.
The emails as well. Brilliant.
Thank you so much. We'll be back.